the doom of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift ye up a banner on the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the volunteers. I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them rejoicing in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people, a tumultuous noise, the kingdoms of the nations gather together. The Lord of hosts musters the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. They shall be afraid, pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman in labor. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. The stars of heaven and Orion shall not cause their light to shine. The sun darkened in his going forth, and the moonlight shall not shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause to cease the arrogancy of the proud, and lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fear. Be as a chaste gazelle, and as a sheep that none collects, they shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone to his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and all the allies shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives raped. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver. As for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall not pity the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not children. And Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the high beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and the houses shall be full of howling creatures, and owls shall dwell there. and goats will dance there, and the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and jackals in their palaces of delight. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Then, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them, and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors.